Hello and welcome. So for myself, it's been a mixed week, perhaps. I can sense certainly there's been some stresses, there's been some difficulties. Going back to what we've been reading, the question comes to mind of how can I respond in this moment? We may have many paintbrushes to describe how our day has been, how our week has been. And you can honour and in some ways respect what you've been through. If it's been a difficult time, if there's been a difficult interaction, if there's been difficult stresses in the body. Let's make sure I'm in frame. Let's move this back. Of course, I'm in a bit of a different setup today, so. So we go back to the question, regardless of the events that have taken place, in this moment, how can I respond? There is such the habit or conditioning of carrying our past or almost trying to manage the future. For instance, there may be a difficult interaction or phone call or a challenging task that needs to be done. Maybe later today, maybe it's tomorrow. But even though that's not in our existence in the reality of now, it's very easy to carry, to hold the emotion, or to create or generate the emotion, maybe the worry, maybe the narrative of okay, what can happen, and going into thought of okay, this may happen, that may happen. And there's a place to prepare. Maybe the worry can signal that, oh, maybe I haven't prepared enough for disappointment, or I haven't perhaps given it enough attention to just sitting with the plan to make that phone call. But you're not unconsciously worrying or unconsciously trying to figure something out. And quite often life is lived in this way, from one event to the next event, from dealing with the past of what happened, and often we can see it in people's faces. If you perhaps go outside to a cafe or to a park, you may see someone sitting there, and there you could sense with their face or their body they're not at ease in the now. And in the now they may be just drinking their coffee, sitting in a comfortable chair. But with their unconscious thoughts, projections, emotions, they are in that challenging moment that perhaps they were in a short while ago, or even in decades ago. They may have brought all that up, and they're just, and so it's being aware of how are we interacting with this moment, how are we responding. There may be a time and place where it'd be useful to really reflect upon something that happened consciously, consciously bring some awareness to a future event. Okay, what needs to be said? What's the essence of how I want that to be? Or how do I want to be experienced by this person? That's very different to the unconscious worry or trying to get things to go a certain way, to think, okay, if I say this, then perhaps then I'll say that. It's two very different energies there. There's the limited, fragmented me who's maybe fearful, or it could be the other way, perhaps the fearful me is angry, and okay, they're going to listen to me when I say this. There may be some anger there. It must go this way. I'm not going to let it go any other way. And you can sense the constriction there, the limitation, versus the limitless, vast space of knowing where you are, what needs to be said, perhaps, or done, or you may not know the words, but you know the essence of what needs to be communicated, how you're going to be with this person. So for me, I'm in some ways perhaps carrying a little bit of the feelings, the emotions of earlier in the week, the difficult times. And it's not fighting it. I can sense heaviness in my face, maybe there's some tiredness there as well. And it's not trying to, okay, I must look calm, or I must look, you know, that it's not affecting me, and it's almost letting go. The Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh talks about the face, and when the face is in a way of tension, or if there's a frown on the face, then he mentions all of the many, many muscles that have to constrict, have to take a shape. But when the face is relaxed, there's a natural, subtle smile that appears. The smile is everything relaxing in the face. So it's just checking in with the now, and how are we responding? How am I responding on the? I took the bus this morning to get here, and I could sense the mind was, you know, almost dragging me here and there, and it was almost in that sort of washing machine cycle of the mind. And I caught myself there, not to change anything. The awareness, it almost takes care of itself in that sense. There's no having to manage something. But the awareness and the acknowledgement of that, it's just, I can't seem to get out of these thoughts and emotions. It's taking me here, it's taking me there. And I was just sitting on the bus, just allowing that to be. That perhaps what had taken place early in the week, it's brought up these reactions and it needs to maybe pass through. It doesn't need to be, you know, stopped and halted in a forceful way. And so it's working with whatever is going on now and becoming friendly with it, allowing it to be. And in that allowing, there may be an action, which there may be a conscious thought that arises that says, oh, none of that really matters in this moment. And it may allow the mind to drop it, and you may come into that space now, and you may, if there was a mirror there and you could see it, you may see your face changing from this heaviness of holding maybe a mental structure of thought or emotion, then suddenly you may see your face lighten. There may even be a very subtle smile or relaxation in the face there that you can sense. Spiritual practice of life, events taking place, old reactions, all happening, coming and going, as you, the watcher of that, the witness. So I won't dip into the book Karma here. This is a bit of a spontaneous recording. I'll have a little bit of time now, but perhaps it'd be a bit more comfortable to delve into the book when there's knowing when I have a bit more time. So I certainly wanted to check in and anchor myself as well. There was a noticing of my own karmic makeup this week. It's becoming clear at times when my conditioning is taking a shape and expressing itself. And then the noticing afterwards of, oh, that's not really how I would like to perhaps come across all the things I would like to say. And it's a very gentle practice in not judging that, not judging the, you know, I said that again. God, you know, I've been thinking all morning, don't do that. But then it happened. And just simply remedying it with just the awareness, oh, okay, that was said and that happened, okay. And then you are now in this moment. notice that this moment is, there's the perception that this moment is coloured with a tinge of emotion of the past or thoughts. And this moment may at times be, feel like it's impossible to just be present. You can almost go about your day checking in with this stillness. Or perhaps in the morning the stillness was very clear and it felt you were, it was completely uncovered with thoughts and emotions, and you were just perhaps looking at the sunrise. There may be later on, there may be moments where you're in traffic and maybe a thought of frustration comes in, maybe a bit of a worry about being late, all happening in the stillness. Maybe for a moment you identify with the little me that, I must not be late. When you're in traffic, in a car, what can you do? And perhaps in a day, maybe a conversation that brings up a bit of unconsciousness, and just after that conversation or interaction, you may find yourself confused or maybe even upset that, why did I even engage in that dialogue? That I have no interest in that anymore. And it may reaffirm that within you. Maybe, next time maybe I'll see that person, perhaps there'll be a sense of more presence there, more of an anchor. No, that's not what I want. The stillness returns during lunchtime when having your lunch, your food, and there may be a quiet moment. Maybe you're noticing of the breath as you're eating, as you're sat there, maybe having a coffee. So it's the changing happening, the emotions, the thoughts, the events coming and going, all taking place in the unchanging. And now familiarizing. I can speak for myself here, familiarizing myself in that unchanging. Being aware of the action that arises from that unmanifested into the manifested, the intelligent action, not the compulsive action, the reactionary, fearful action from the limited mind. It's the arising of the intelligent, connected thoughts or actions. Maybe the question is, how do I respond in this moment? Maybe that will help that arise. Few moments of just letting go, not following thoughts, just resting in that stillness. Not trying to create any experience. Not trying to chase a sense of peace. just allowing oneself to gently settle into the now. A sense of how the mind or the body was when at the beginning of this video and how it is now. And the acknowledgement that there's no doing that's been happening to you. Try and create a sense of ease and relaxation, but more so an undoing, a shedding away of perhaps something that was energy that was carried into this video, maybe thought emotions, thought forms, emotional forms. As this video comes to an end, perhaps you'd like to continue just simply sitting and being. day, or this is before sleep for you, then there's always that opportunity to step into this moment fully as it is. And there may be little pockets of opportunities in your day, whether it's just starting your car or waiting in a line, taking a lift, that you can almost turn the volume up of your presence. And allowing that to flow into the rest of your day. Thank you for joining me.